Shir should be a special schus for Rabbeinu Rami Marasi Shehi. Chiyul Nishmas Maras Hester Bas Reb Shmuel. In the Tosefta, in the second paragraph of Mikvos, we learn Shnei Mikvos, Shem Ben Mem Sayyav, two Mikvos, neither of them has the requisite 40 Sah. Benafu Lugim Lug Matoch Echad Mehem. And then three Lugin fell into one of them. Ve'en Yadua Lesoch Eze Mehen Naflu. And you don't know into which of them the three lugin fell. V'achach yardu gesham v'nismalu, and then afterwards rain fell and they became filled up. Rabbi Yossi Omer Omrim lo shelo yitbo be'echad mehem. Rabbi Yossi says that we tell him not to be tovel in either of them. Why is that? Because the mikvah, that three lugin fell into it, that passed the mikvah. So it didn't help, and afterwards rainwater fell into it. We don't know which mikvah was passel, so therefore we tell him not to be tovel in either of them. The Rashi Mikvos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, writes the Rabbi Yossi is l'shita sel. In Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, and Erevin Lamed Hamed Beis, when there are two mikvahs, one that's kasha, one that's pasul, and he's tovel mitumakala, and he's tovel from a lighter tuma, v've'en yodeh be'ezem mehem toval, and he doesn't know which of the two mikvahs he was tovel in, the mikvah kasha, the mikvah pasul, demukmina lei b'chazkaso shetame, remamidim en chazaka, that he's tame, and huadin hacha, so to hear, there's a suffix in the mikvah, if it's mitayr, midrabanan, ramamidim b'cheskaso, that he's tame. Just like if you have two mikvahs, one's kasher and one's pasul, and he's tovel, and we don't know in which one he was tovel, so ramamidim b'cheskas tame. So to hear, where one of the mikvahs was pasuled, so same idea. One of the mikvahs was pasuled, and we don't know which one was pasuled, so memela, ramamidim b'cheskas tame. The Chazon Ish writes, mikvahs min yotziv kot na'alev, that even though that suffix ma'im she'uvin, if there's a suffix ma'im she'uvin, we paskin shakasher afilu Rabbi Yossi. If there's a suffix ma'im she'uvin, we paskin that it's kosher. Even according to Rabbi Yossi is not talking about suffix ma'im she'uvin. Rabbi Yossi is talking about another type of psul, but suffix ma'im she'uvin, we paskin is kosher. Shiny hasam dachas shepasaknu al mikvah lachshirum nashes suffik derabanan lekula shuvein lada mishum cheskas hatame. Mashen ken hacha dekevin shavade nafal kemalugan asaych echad mehem vashayich lachshir es shnehem uvache ein danim is a sveik derabanan lekula. And Rabbi Yossi, it's different over here because, or different over there, by Mayim She'uvim. Because if it's suffik Mayim She'uvim, what happens? We paskin that the mikvah's kasher. Why is the mikvah kasher? Because suffik Durabanan Lakula. And since it's suffik Durabanan Lakula, you can't talk anymore about a cheskas tame. You say suffik Durabanan Lakula, and when this guy goes into the mikvah, you say that it's okay because we're already passing on the mikvah's tar, because the mikvah's kasher. Because Safik Durabban and Lakula, once we pass on the mikvah's kasher on Safik Durabban and Lakula, now we're not going to be done and this person's cheskas tame, we're going to be Matayar Mashenkin over here, where in the Tosefta and Mikvos, where Vadai Nafal Gimalugin Lesoch Echad Mehem. Definitely one of them was passed by the Gimalugin. So it's not Shaykh to be Machshir both of them. In the case of the Suffolk Maim Shuvim, we were Machshir the Mikvah, so now the person could be Tovel. But here, you can't be Machshir both of them, because three Lugin fell into one of them. And since you can't be Machshir both of them, we're not done Suffolk the Rabban and the Kula, and we are Mitame this person. We keep him in his Cheskas Tuma, and this is like the Shach, in the Klali Sveik Sveik, in Sivkot Nechof Aleph, Meir Ashba, Shekai Gavna, Lo Danim Sveik Ad Rabban and the Kula. And from here, the Chazon Ish learns, Simen Yitzov, Sivkot and Dalid, that it's shayach ladun chazaka af midoraisa lederabanan. You could be done a chazaka even from a deoraisa level to a derabanan level. Because here midoraisa, the person definitely became tahar. suffix is, was mischadesh on this person anu tuma derabanan? And nevertheless, the Rash writes that we're mamidin in his chazaka that he's tami derabanan, because in this case, that there were two mikvahs, and one of them had three sun fall into it, and then it was filled up the rest by rainwater. So this is only going to pass the mikvah derabanan. This is only going to pass the mikvah derabanan. And but this person's tumah d'oraisa that the person had on him is definitely going to go away. So even though the tumah d'oraisa that he had on him is definitely going to go away, we're still done a chazaka from the d'oraisa to the derabanan, and we say nachinami the tumah d'oraisa went away, but there was mischadesh now a tumah d'rabanan. So we're mamid, we go from one chazaka to the other chazaka. We project from the d'oraisa chazaka that this person had a chazaka of being tamei, and now in the d'oraisa, you know, he's not tamei anymore, but that's enough to be matamei d'rabanan. And the Rash writes, we're mamid in his chazaka, and he's tamei d'rabanan, and that's why. This person is tamei. The Chazanish writes, moreover, shebiget shehu kosher min haTorah v'yesh bo safek psul derabanan. If you have a get that's kosher from the Torah, as a safek psul derabanan, Yossi is mode that sveka derabanan is l'kul. That since the nidon is on the get and not on the isha, and the get is kosher, Alts Safik Dirabanan Lakula. Now you can be Megarish with this get. Dumya the Safik Maim Shuvim. This is like the Maim Shuvim case. That's kosher even according to Rabbi Yossi. That since the Safik was nolad by Mikvah, Vahuchshar, Shuvlo Shai Chazaka. What do we say? That if you have Safik Maim Shuvim in a Mikvah, and the person's told in the Mikvah, Rabbi Yossi says it's okay. Why? Because where was the Safik born? The Safik was born in the mikvah, and then you were machshir the mikvah. Once you're machshir the mikvah, mimela, the person can be tovel, and it's not no chazak anymore in this person that he is a cheskes tumah. So too, if you have a get that's kosher min haTorah, and there's a Safik psul min derabanan, so Rabbi Yossi would say Safik derabanan lakula. Why? Because since the nidon is on the get, and not on the isha, and what are we paskin on the get? That it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Safik derabanan lakula. So Mamela, even though she's a cheskes nesua, nevertheless we're matir her, because midoraisa she's definitely okay to get kasher. The only suffix is a psul derabanan, but we paskin on this get that the get is kasher, and Mamela she can go ahead and use this get. And even the derabanan she's divorced, as the chazanish. The ein lefari shatam she suffix maim shuv in the kasher. You shouldn't say the pshat is that the reason that Safik Maim Shuvim is kosher is because the Tumah d'oraisa became Tahor, and the Safik is if there's a Tumah d'rabanan now. It's not the Mashmos. But rather, it's because we were metayer the mikvah, and memela the person is tar. Now the Tosefta in Perek Beis and Mikvos brought in the Rash, Perek Beis Mishnah Beis. It says the following. It says, Shnei mikvos shal arbaim safi. You have two mikvos, and each one is 40 sa. Echad shov, echad kasher. One's maim shuvim, one's maim ksherim. Tavo, echad meim mitumah chamura. Tluyos. B'sheni vasa taros, taros taros. B'rishon vasa b'sheni vasa. B'rishon vasa b'sheni vasa. B'rishon is tluyos, b'shenios taros. Medvar mur mitumah chamura, mitumah kala, elav elus tluyos. So what is it saying over here? You have two mikvahs, each one is 40 sal, but one is shalv, one is mayim shum, one is mayim ksherim. And the person is toibel in one of the mikvahs, tumah chamura. And you don't know which one, in the good mikvah and the bad mikvah. And he has a tumah chamura, he has tumah smes, tumah daraisa. So he's toibel in one mikvah, so everything he touches now is tulios, is suffik. B'sheni, now he's toibel in the second mikvah, and he does tyrus. He's involved with tyrus, with pure things, they're tar. Why? Because now you know one of the two mikvahs he went into was kasher. So he's fine. But what happened? Berishon va'asa b'sheni va'asa. I mean, v'med varam amurim, so when does this apply? This is only tumah chamura. This is only if it's a serious tumah, if it's a tumah d'oraisa. If it's tumah d'oraisa, and he was tovel in both mikvahs, after he was tovel in the second mikvah, everything is fine. After the first time, everything is suffik. Avol b'tumah kala, but if it's a lighter tumah, elu ve'elu tlios, they are both talui. Explains the Rash. Hashta machmerinan, why are they both suffik? If it's a tumah kala, we're more makel than if it's a tumah chamura. How do you explain that? If it's tumah chamura, after you're tovel in both, everything is fine. But if it's tumah kala, lighter tumah, and after you're tovel in both, they're both the after you're tovel in one, it's tali. After you're tovel in the second, it's tali. Why is that? Why are both sfeikas? So the Rash explains, you know why we're machmir and tumah kala tfei mi tumah chamura? That tumah chamura amrina harishonos tluyos v'shnias taharos. Hainatam yishim dehacham eikar tumah kala habale. Deim b'mayim atshuvim tovel b'sof akati tumah kala isbe. Shirei barosh avru b'mayim shuvim hokach shteim tluyos. So says the Rashi, a big yisod, and that is that you know why we're machmir in tumah kala more than in tumah chamura? Because in tumah chamura we say that the first time is talui is a safek, and now the second time is tumah, the second time everything is fine. Why? Because when he had a tumah kala, if he went first in the mayim ksheirim and then he went in the mayim shuvim, he remains with this tumah kala, because we have a rule that if you go Rosh Yivru Mayim Shuvim, you're tame. So when we're dealing with a lighter tumah, and we don't know when he went into the mikvah, that's shav. So if he went second, then he's going to remain tame, Durabanan. And he started off with the tumah Durabanan. So the cheskas tumah Durabanan never left him. So therefore, even after he goes into the second mikvah, he's still going to be tame. We're still going to assume everything is tame. But, l'gabi tumah chamura, The original suffix left. Why did the original suffix go? Because midoraisa, he's definitely tar. He went into both mikvahs. You know the midoraisa is tar. The only shalos we're going to give him a new tumah derabanan. The tumah derabanan went away. So that's when you give him a new tumah derabanan. The answer is no. Suffik, we're not going to give him a new tumah derabanan. Only when you're talking about tumah kala, that he already had a tumah derabanan, and you want to know if he still has a tumah derabanan, we say, okay, we're going to keep him with the tumah derabanan. Maybe he was tovel second in the shav mikvah, and he's still tumah derabanan. But when you talk about a tumah chamura, we know that it went away because one of the mikvahs was a kasher. And memela, when he went into the second mikvah, you don't know whether it was the kasher mikvah or the shelf mikvah. So misafik, we say that it was the kasher mikvah. We don't because his tumah went away definitely. His original tumah was daraisa, and that definitely went away. You want to give him a new tumah derabanan? That we don't do. That's the yisod of the Rash. In the Shalom Meishet Lisachu Reishet Gimel, he writes b'dvar chareshes, she'ena shomas ve'ena medaberes v'nisis lebal v'meis v'kodim shemeis nasan lebal get v'yisafik begerishin. So we're talking about a deaf girl. She doesn't hear, she doesn't speak. Deaf mute. And she marries. And he dies. Before he dies, he gives her a get. And there's a suffix in the get. It's not clear if he was sane when he gave the get. What's the din? Writes the Heilige Sholem Meshiv. V'hine im lo esi avia v'katnusa rak v'gadlusa v'gam hines katsha v'kesef v'lo b'biya azeno rak kedushe d'rabanan. Im kein shuv havalei rak suffik derabanan umuteres vafti ischaskai eishes ish mikol makom Habayla vaday meis v'yatzam eches kaseishas ish v'en ala raketzi yavam ala shuk. So he says, if the father wasn't marrying her off in her katnas, on her godless, and she was miskadeshes, bikesef and not bibia, which is only kedusha derabanan, so it's only a suffik derabanan, and she's permitted. Because it's only kedusha kesef, which the Rambam says is derabanan, is midibrei sofrim. So shuv habalei suffik derabanan, and she's mutter. V'aftis chaske eishas ish. So even though she has a chazaka, you're right, it was kedusha derabanan, but she has a chazaka. And what's the chazaka? Cheskesei shesish. Because she at least got married with kedusha kesef, so she's a cheskesei shesish. Nevertheless, her husband definitely died. She no longer has a cheskesei shesish. All that's left is the isur yavam alashuk. She's not allowed to marry anybody else besides the Yavam. Vim kein lo mevayla shid saposing dein machzikim yeser leser. Vim kein shuv kvar paka hachazaka harishona. Vasafik imatchal yeser yavam lashuk. Shuv havalei safik derabanan below is chazik. Alaf lashid saposing dein machzikim yeser leser. Vimarid barishona simen pebez hechzik mol shid azu. Yofi nais tided an nios daiti dabar chadosh. So let's translate. He says, what happened in our case? In our case, the Eishasish, the Isser Eishasish went away, went bye-bye, no more Isser Eishasish. And what are we left with? We're left with an iser of Yavam Alashuk. So he said, Lo Mibayi, it's Pashat, according to the Chita of the posting, that we're not Machzik Miser LeIsser. That if a person has Isser A, and we know that it went away, now we're Misuk about Isser B. So if we don't hold from Isser to Isser, then we don't say, since he had a Chazak on Isser A, even though you know that went away, we're machzik that iser and we carry it over to iser b, and we assume that iser b is also aser. So if you hold like those poskim that say that ain machzik im iser l'iser, so the first chazaka went away, cheskes eishasish went away, disappeared, her husband's dead, and this is suffik if iser yavam l'shuk starts. There's a suffek if Isser Yavam Lashuk starts, but ain machzikin mi Isser Leisser. And in our case, the whole thing only started with the Derabbanan, it started with Kedusha Kesef. So now you have a suffek Derabbanan with no cheskes Isser. So everything is fine. She's muteres. But even if you hold like those poskim who say, Machzikin me iser l'iser, you are machzik from one iser to another iser, and the Ma'arit and Simon Pei Beis starkly held of this shita. So let's say here also, let's be machzik me iser l'iser. She started off being an eshesish, and now she continues on to be a heilig yavam l'shuk. She has an iser yavam l'shuk. We're machzik from one iser to the other iser. So he says a davar chadash. I want to say his follow. Says the Rav Yosef Shol Natanzon in his Shol Meishiv. The Rush writes in Mikvos in Perek Beis that if a person definitely left the first Tumah, as we discussed, there's just a suffix now, if the person's Tumah B'Tumah Kala, when they went into the Mikvah, that's possibly Maim Shuvim, since Akol Panim, they went out of their first Tumah, their first Tumah, which is Min HaTorah, and the suffix is on a Tumah Kala, so you can't be Mamed him on his first Chazaka, because the first Tumah went away. So you can't be Mamed in his Chazkas HaRishana Ein Sham. So here also, here we're in Eishasish, which is B'Misa. Bivadai nifka, So the Ivade, more chomer dike iser, definitely went away. And all that's left is the Isser Yavam Lashuk. The Isser Yavam Lashuk is only a lav. V'lo shayich lahamidu al cheskasa arishani. You can't be mamed in the first chazaka, because the second, because the original chazaka is much stronger than the new chazaka, than the new Isser. The first Isser is stronger than the second Isser, since the first Isser is stronger than the second Isser. Memela, what do we say? The first Isser is stronger than the second Isser, so you can't project from one Isser to another. Here we're not going to be machzik me'isser l'isser, even according to the shita that you are, but here you're not, because here the first Isser is Eishes Ish, the second Isser is Isser Yavam L'shuk. So Eishes Ish is much more chamor. So we know that the Isser Eishes Ish went away, and memela we're not going to be choshish for the Safik Yavam L'shuk, and we are going to be matir, this rabbits and this girl. So mavur, shol u'meshev mefarish b'divrei harash. How does he learn pshat in the rash? That you're mekel and tumakala, shel achar tumachamura, because he understands that you're not machzik mitumadai raisa v'tumadai rabbanan. And therefore, if it's tumakala, so now you're misupik if the person went into the shi'uvim mikvah afterwards, so then that's also tumakala. So now the person originally has a chazaka of having tumakala, and the chazaka doesn't go away, because maybe the person still has tumakala. So there were machmir. Mashen came tumachamura, which was daraisa, and we know that that definitely went away, and now you're only dealing with the tumakala of maim shuvim. So you're not machzik from the tumadaraisa, from the tumachamura, to the tumakala. So to this girl, you're not machzik from the iser eishes ish, which definitely went away, to the lighter iser of yivam lashuk, which is merely a lav. And you say, in both cases, you say by the mikvah sveikah d'rabban l'kula, and you say by the this woman sveikah d'rabban l'kula, Shubas Avni Nezer, in Reishin and Aleph, he also writes to learn from the Divrei Rash, Ein machzikim et arayis l'rabbanan, and he's done l'umod mizeh to a case where there's a suffix chatzitza shel miut hamakbid. Let's say she strongly closed her lips, and it's a suffix if her lips were closed from the beginning of the tefillah, or maybe a second afterwards, and she was already tahara. So that's a suffik chatzitza of miut, a miut hamakbid. That a person's makbid not to have their lips tightly shut. And this person might have, this woman might have. So she goes into the mikvah, she's tamei daraisa. And now she's coming out of it, now she's daraisa, you know, she's definitely cool because it's only a miut. But what about derabbanan? What's the din derabbanan? So the din is here tahora, because we have a suffik derabbanan. She started out with the cheskas tumah daraisa, but we know that went away. And ein machzikim micheskas tumah daraisa le tumah derabbanan, because this suffik chatzitza mira makbid, it's only tumah derabbanan. You're not machzik from the daraisa to the derabbanan. And then the Avnei Nezer says, no. This isn't considered tumah chadashim derabbanan. If it was tumah chadash derabbanan, said, I'm not going to give you a new tumah. But really, this is the old tumah. Raksha midrabbanan lo osa la tefila. Midrabbanan, the tefila is no good, and therefore the rabbis are telling you to hold with the tumah daraisa. The rabbis are telling you this tefila was no good, and memele you should stick with your tumah daraisa. And therefore, he says, I'm not going to be matir this woman because of the mere suffik derabbanan, because here the suffik daraisa is mamshich, because the rabbi said the tefila is no good, memele the suffik daraisa is mamshich midrabbanan. And therefore, he wants to be matir mitam chadash, that there's a chazaka shenishar pia pasuach kimikodem, that a person has a chazaka that their lips aren't tightly sealed. So there's a chiddush that there's such a cheskas haguf, that a person's lips aren't tightly sealed. So we learn the Chazon Ish that you can be dana chazaka af midaraisa la midarabbanan, because we see by mikvos that a person is tar midaraisa, but Gimel Lugin fell into one of the mikvos, and Rabbi Yossi says that neither mikvah is good. A person has a cheskas tumah. even though it's only Tamei Darabanan until now, he's Tamei Daraisa. Still, the Rash says, according to the Chazon Ish, that your mamid be cheskaso shetamei midrabanan. And then we saw, that was at the beginning of the shir, where we started with the Tosefta and Perek Beis, if you have two mikvos, and Gimel Lukin fell into one of them. But then we saw the Rash and mikvos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, and he brings the Tosefta of the two mikvos of 40, so one's kasher and one's shov. And he says that when it comes to Tumah Chamura, since the Tumah Chamura went away, you're not choshish anymore for Tumah Kala. If he goes into both mikvahs, he's tar. Mashenkin, if he has tumakala, that continues. And from there, the Achronim learn that you can't be mamshich a chazaka derabanan from a chazaka mi deoraisa. Once the chazaka deoraisa goes away, and then all you have is a suffix derabanan of tumah derabanan, you're makel on the derabanan. So there's a lot more to say, and I'm hoping that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives life, and we're able to say it. That would be super amazing. Okay, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.